This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Friday, July 27th, 2018. This is Garrett Bampost reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. If you love fantasy baseball, then you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part? You play for cold, hard cash and get paid out the very next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. I love my fantasy sports, and getting to play fantasy baseball in a fast and easy way is just how I like to do it, and that's exactly what Draft does for me. I love that I can just log in, pick my guys, and put my phone down for the rest of the night without even thinking about it. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com, and for a limited time only, all Red Sox beat listeners get a free entry into real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code RedSoxBeat. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code RedSoxBeat when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code RedSoxBeat. For the first time since June 20th, the Red Sox have lost back-to-back games. Following a 7-6 loss to the Baltimore Orioles on Tuesday, Boston looked to bounce back quickly on Wednesday. Through two innings of play, the Red Sox had built up a 5-0 lead. Sadly, the fun would end there. Once the rain started falling, it never stopped. 3 hours later, the game was finally canceled, and the three home runs that had been hit would be erased from history. Although it wasn't as high-scoring as Tuesday's shootout, last night was the definition of a nail-biter. A 2-1 game heading into the bottom of the ninth, Xander Bogaerts started the inning with a leadoff single, and subsequent walks loaded the bases for Jackie Bradley Jr. A full count put everyone on the edge of their seat, but for the second time this week, the comeback fell short. The blame would fall upon the Red Sox bullpen. Heath Hembree had been able to work his way out of the jam Brian Johnson left him, improving to 20 out of 23 inherited batters retires on the season. That wouldn't matter, though, as Matt Barnes would proceed to give up the winning run in the top of the eighth. A piece like Zach Britton may have changed the outcome, but Boston's arch-rivals, the New York Yankees, got to him first earlier in the week. The Bronx Bombers exchanged a couple of AAA prospects to acquire the former All-Star and will inherit the rest of his 2018 contract. In a week of transactions, the Red Sox didn't stay quiet, though. On Wednesday, they made their own move, trading for Nate Eovaldi, a right-handed pitcher from the Tampa Bay Rays. Eovaldi is 3-4 with a 4.26 ERA on the season. With Brian Johnson shifting to the bullpen and Eduardo Rodriguez likely out for the rest of the season, Eovaldi looks to round out the starting pitching rotation at the number 5 spot. The Red Sox will resume their 4-game series tonight with Chris Sale headed to the rubber. Sale has been dominant through his last 5 starts, allowing only a single run while striking out 57 batters and 33 innings. His counterpart from the Twins will be Lance Lynn. Lynn's last outing against the Red Sox, he walked away with a 4-1 win after 5 innings and 3 hits. On Saturday, it's Porcello and Odorizzi facing off. And rounding out the weekend on Sunday's afternoon finale is the new face in town, Nathan Eovaldi. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampost for the Red Sox news feed.